Building relationships, kindly and truly. You'll probably agree that relationships are really important. How many of us can state in simple terms a few basic principles that make for sound relationships? That's what I'm going to wade into today, to talk about a few of the fundamentals for successful relationships, and also to consider some of the things to watch out for. Here's my bottom line up front, a summary of the basics. Relationships are based on communication and consideration. And sound relationships can be built by balancing honesty and goodwill. That's pretty much it. A half century ago, one of my professors told me that good relationships consist of communication and consideration. Pretty simple. At the time, I wasn't sure what to make of that. However, over the years, it's gradually dawned on me how important and true that is. Relationships are built on communication and consideration. I think of communication as making some sort of connection and flow. And I think of consideration as if it were two words, con, meaning with, and side. That reminds me that consideration means thinking about things from the other side. So communication isn't just talk. It's providing something that is of value to someone else. Of course, when you've established a line of communication, connection and flow, and provided something of value, the next requirement is that there be a fairness of exchange, some sense of reciprocity, equity, and balance. Speaking of balance, I've found that the right answer in this life is rarely just one thing. It's often a balance between opposites that are both good. For example, to balance justice and mercy. Or, as it says in our Constitution, to promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty. I discovered the key to this balance in relationships some years ago when I was reading the book of Genesis and ran into a phrase I hadn't noticed before. When Abraham's servant is on a trip to seek a bride for Isaac, he asks her father to deal with Abraham kindly and truly. When I saw that, it caught my attention. At first, I think I just liked the feel of it. But as I thought about it, I realized that kindly and truly was really a less abstract way of saying love and truth, which in my upbringing were considered to be names for God. I realized that the standard of dealing with one another kindly and truly had real spiritual soundness to it. It had spiritual power. In fact, over the years, I found this to be so useful in business that I translated those words, kindly and truly, into goodwill and honesty, so I can easily talk about it in the workplace. For example, when I was asked to take over a troubled project with an angry client, I was able to tell my team that our way forward was to be as honest and transparent as we could be, and to work hard and to invest as much goodwill as we could muster to deliver a quality product. My team of software developers must have just intuitively understood that this was a sound way to work our way forward in this challenging situation. I didn't tell them that this was a strategy of kindly and truly, and that it had spiritual power. But that was later demonstrated by our success. It is important to note that there are two common aberrations of this that occur in business and personal relationships. These aberrations are when kindly and truly get way out of balance. That is when you have honesty without kindness, or kindness without honesty. To illustrate, we've all met that person who says, "Hey, I'll always tell you what I think. I don't care about hurting anyone's feelings. I just call it as I see it. I don't mind being brutally honest. But when someone is brutally honest with you, it can feel like you've been brutalized. There are times when it might be necessary, perhaps in a disgruntled whistleblower situation, but it's not a sign of a healthy relationship. The other aberration is the opposite extreme, like when someone really just wants everything to be very nice, and they don't want to hurt anyone's feelings or be confrontational. If you are on the other side of this, it doesn't feel honest and it doesn't feel brave. And eventually, you may end up wanting to strangle this person who is ignoring problems and pretending that everything is fine when it's not. So the secret to building and conducting relationships is to deal with one another kindly and truly, neither syrupy sweet nor brutally honest, but balancing goodwill and honesty. Okay, so now you know the principles. That's the good news. The bad news is that putting them into practice isn't always easy. In some cases, balancing goodwill and honesty can be a monumental struggle. When I found myself awake in the middle of the night, tossing and turning, agonizing over some problem at work or in a personal relationship, it's usually because there's some truth I need to tell, and I need to figure out how to do it without hurting the relationship or without just being a jerk. Often the solution involves figuring out how to put more goodwill in the relationship. For example, one time working as a consultant, I realized that I had given one senior executive as much truth as he could handle on a challenging subject. I actually told myself not to tell him any more truth for a few weeks, but just to give him human kindness, personal warmth, and empathy. He needed to know that, notwithstanding the difficult issues, I was there to support him, that we were in it together. Building relationships with honesty and goodwill would be an excellent strategy for building relationships with customers, or building stakeholder or constituent relationships, or even building positive relationships between nations. This simply means looking for ways to invest goodwill and honesty in relationships, while steering away from either sugarcoating or brutalizing messages. I hope this has given you some food for thought and some ideas for building better relationships in your life. Thank you for listening.